Songs in the Night for November 30th. Having an high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 21 and 22. If the child of God would draw very near and would have the blessed realization of the Father's smile of approval continually, he must seek to have a conscience void of offense toward God and toward men, a conscience which can truthfully say, I am striving to do that which would be pleasing to the Lord, that which is in full harmony with my covenant of sacrifice, and I am striving also to do that which would justly have the approval of righteous men. Nothing short of this is at all permissible in those who have consecrated themselves to be members of the royal priesthood, to sacrifice their lives in the Lord's service that they may reign with him. Let us never forget that he who has begun this good work in us changes never, and that if we keep our hearts in harmony with him, if our faith is still firm and clear in the great atonement made for our sins, and we continually renew our consecration to him, keeping our all on the altar of sacrifice, letting the Lord consume it in his own way, seeking not our own will, our own way, but his will alone, we have every reason to have full confidence that this good work in us will be finished, that we shall enter with joy into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord, and shall hear his blessed words of approval, Well done, good and faithful servant. Zion's Watchtower, 1914, page 90, hymn 241. The text again. Having an high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 21 and 22.